candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thunder Country Weather. This is your Thunder Country Weather update for Bloomfield and Fairfield, Harvey, Mystic, Tracy, and all of southern Iowa. Overnight tonight, skies are going to be clear. Your low around 62 and a warm-up on your Tuesday. The high around 87 degrees. No rain in the forecast for your Wednesday. Your high around 86 and Thursday's high around 88. K-I-I-C. And now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
For my edition of Just Start Talking, I got quite a few folks here in the studio today. We're talking about the Monroe County Public Safety event. I've got John Freshwater, and I've got Joe Worth, the newly elected sheriff here for Monroe County. Glad to have you here. And then I've got Police Chief for Albia, Jake Miller. Jake, thanks for being with us again here on KIIC. This is a big event as we've been able to do this for the second year in a row. You guys started it off last year and you were very pleased with the activities and the amount of people that were there. Talk a little bit about that, Police Chief Miller. You were kind of the ramrod on that, trying to bring the community together. Talk about last year just a bit.
The community members to kind of get this thing off the ground. And fortunately, it went very well in our eyes. A lot of people showed up. A lot of people had a lot of fun. It was a little cold last year, so we kind of moved it up to September this year, hoping that it would be a little bit better for weather-wise. And then last year we were kind of small. We kept it on the courthouse lawn and tried to keep it controlled. And this year we've invited a whole bunch more people and a whole bunch more events. And hopefully we can make this bigger and better every single year.
We'll talk about those events here in a little bit. But yeah, hopefully that Indian summer hangs around a little bit into late September. September 22nd, that's a Sunday. And the time frame for that is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. that we want people to be coming out. It truly is a great event to incorporate the folks in terms of the public safety and the public. Joe Worth, representing the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, what's your perspective from last year? What was your thoughts in terms of how well it went?
I didn't have much involvement in the planning of it, but I was thoroughly impressed the way we were able to get everybody together, like Chief Miller had said, so quickly in such a short period of time. And, you know, we're really fortunate in this community. The community really does come together and you know, the donations and helping us get things funded. We're fortunate to have the backing of the community. And I think that's kind of the point of this is to give back to the community, show them where what we do and where the funding goes and with the kids, showing them a little insight to how things work. Like I said, I had no part in starting that. I won't take credit for that, but I think it's an excellent event that they got started, and I have to commend Chief Miller, and I believe Dana was a big part of that, helping you.
Dispatch was a definite big part of that.
Yeah, so I think it's excellent.
All right, John Freshwater, of course, the fire department's going to be involved. What about you, the way you thought about how things went last year?
They went really well. We had a good turnout. We did some demonstrations with our ladder truck and our rescue equipment, which we will do again this year. Actually, this year it's going to be before Fire Prevention Week, which is the second week in October. So it's good community involvement to talk about that too. So we will go to the schools and stuff after that, but it's good timing.
And also involved is going to be the EMS. Those folks are going to be there as well. They're going to have an ambulance out and about so people can look up. And that's the real purpose of this, is to give folks an up close and personal look at what is transpiring. Joe, we talked a little bit off air about having a patrol cruiser out and about, maybe even a couple of them. And the idea is for people to see what this piece of equipment is all about.
Not only is it fun for the kids, they, you know, the curiosity of our vehicles, the emergency vehicles, but I don't think really people understand the technology that goes into all of our equipment, the fire trucks, the ambulance, and the, you know, it might look like a Ford Explorer on the outside, but you've got $30,000 worth of equipment in it. I mean, everything from GPS location to you know, our radar equipment. It's just amazing. And then the fire trucks are even, you know, I'll let John talk on that, but the technology. And I look at the, I go to these calls with these guys, and I've been around fire trucks for my entire career, you know, on accidents, and you just see all the dials and levers, and I'm like, I don't know how these guys do it. It's so confusing. And you know, and then of course the ambulance is all the life saving. And every year they, you know, at least for us, and I'm sure the other, they just add more and more stuff that we start carrying. And you know, it's a full size pickup I drive, but when you get inside of it, it's, there's not much room just for right. everything that we have to carry. So I think it's neat that the kids get to see that and experience it, and I think it's something that they carry with them.
Absolutely.
Most of our stuff has all went to the battery technology now. Fans, chainsaws, saw, everything's battery operated now. The jaws are battery operated, where everything was, you know, gas powered before. So it's so much more efficient and ready to go.
Well, I was going to ask you, what was the purpose behind that? But you just mentioned you don't have to start that chainsaw up. It starts automatically because it's electric, right?
Yeah, because most of the time it's 20 below zero, something like, would you need it? So,
another aspect of this that I think is overlooked sometimes, as of last year too, was the taxpayers get to see where their money's going and how we're attempting to utilize that money the best way we can with the technology that's presented to us. And so they get to see if something is wrong, if something's bad, like, for example, dash cams or something like that is not working. Well, that's where their tax funds are going, is to make sure that we can get those funds to make sure that our equipment is up to date in order to catch bad guys for our particular role. That's another aspect where the taxpayer actually get to ask questions of us about, what do you need this for? What does it do? How do we use it? And we get to explain that and how it's a life-saving equipment, or if it's something that helps us in our day-to-day lives.
That's phenomenal. An excellent point. I'm talking with Police Chief Jake Miller, Joe Wirth, the Sheriff of Monroe County, and then I'm talking with John Freshwater here on my edition of Just Start Talking. Of course, John is with the Albia Volunteer Fire Departments, and we're talking about the Monroe County Public Health Safety event that's going to be happening on Sunday, September 22nd from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here in downtown Albia. I was hoping to save this for later, but I might as well play this card now. When I was a little kid and I was around the police patrol car or the fire truck, I was in awe, but I didn't ask questions about that because I was a little kid. This event sounds as if it's trying to invite people not to be afraid of what you guys have to offer because of the fact that you are serving the people. Go ahead and talk about that.
You know, as you said, asking questions and not being afraid. I am a firm believer that kids should never be afraid of us. I actually kind of get, I wouldn't say upset, but I don't like when a parent, you know, and I know they mean well, they don't mean, but a parent will say, oh, you better be good or he's going to take you to jail. I don't like when they do that and get kids scared of us. I want this event to show kids that, hey, we are here, any one of us on the fire, ambulance, police, sheriff's office, if they're scared, if they've got any worries, you know, even if John's not in, you know, on a call or in his uniform or anything like that, they recognize him from this event and they can say, hey, I know this guy. I can go to him for help.
Right.
And that's what I want. I want kids to be able to not hesitate to come to us. Rely on us for the safety and security that they may need someday.
Absolutely.
And that may make an absolute difference on whether they report something or, you know, opening that communication starts at that age.
Good point.
And if we can build that and just keep it coming, I think that's money well spent, time well spent. I mean, it's going to pay off.
I like the way you think. Chief Miller, your thoughts on that? You know, you've got a vehicle and you've got the people there and you're going to be in full uniform. You know, you want to come across as a person that could be trusted, person that can be looked up to. Talk about that.
I think piggybacking off of Worth's statements is that kids in particular is something that it's kind of focused on. It, but in my opinion, the family is where it all kind of starts. And if we can get the parents to ask questions of us about how we treat kids or how we treat them or what's the protocol for X, Y, and Z, it's amazing, even at gas stations or out and about, people ask us questions all the time. And this is an opportunity for them just not to catch us on the side of the road. It's a time for them to come to us while we're all there and we can have a unified answer on how something is going to happen in the future or some hypothetical situation. Tickets, what happened in this particular case 20 years ago, X, Y, and Z, we can give and opine some of our opinions on what their options are. The other thing that Worth was kind of mentioning is these children coming to us or parents coming to us is both the sheriff's office and the police department have a plethora of resources that are available that are not necessarily through the police department or the sheriff's office, but we have connections throughout the entire state and nationwide for resources as far as domestic violence and shelter. It just goes on and on and on. We can connect people with these resources, but we're, in my estimation, we're far underutilized. They try to call these entities on their own rather than coming to the police department for help or the fire department for help. So that's something that I'm hoping that this event kind of allows that door to be cracked a little bit so that people know that they can ask us those questions, that they can come to us and seek help, even if it's not related to a criminal matter. We have other options.
That's a great answer. We're talking about the Monroe County Public Safety event that's going to be happening Sunday, September 22nd from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm talking with Police Chief here in Albion, Jake Miller, Joe Worth, the Monroe County Sheriff, and of course, John Freshwater, the Chief of the Fire Department here in Albion. John, we were talking before a little bit in terms of this is a volunteer department that you have, but my goodness, you have to have a lot of hands on deck. Talk about that.
We do. We are fortunate enough to have 25 guys on our department, and it takes all 25 guys. Just for instance, last night we supported the suicide walkout, the prevention walkout at the reservoir, and I mean, really didn't do anything, but it's just our presence at a lot of them events that people getting to know us. Our biggest deal with the kids is we go to the schools for fire prevention. It gives them a hand, you know, to see them, us personally, and dressed in our gear. We have a guy dress up with the suit and the, you know, the air pack and everything. So it gives them a hands-on to see them up close and personal. Also, you know, talking about other events, I think they've got something going out at the hospital on Saturday, just a walk. And not really, we really aren't going to be doing anything, but our presence there gives us out in the community.
Earlier, we were talking about the taxpayers' money. All these people that you have, again, need to be equipped in terms of that protective gear. Talk about that.
It's very expensive. It costs about $10,000 to $12,000 per firefighter just for their gear and their air pack and helmet, gloves, and boots per person. And the cost just keeps driving up and driving up. You know, the trucks, a new pumper truck's $600,000. It's just ridiculous what stuff costs anymore.
Wow, that is amazing. Speaking of trucks, talk about what you will have there on September 22nd on Sunday from 3 to 6 for this Monroe County Public Safety event.
Oh, we'll probably bring about everything we got up just so everybody can see it, what each truck has its purpose. We do rural firefighting and city, so we have a truck for the city, which is our ladder truck, and we'll do some demonstrations with that. And then we also have tankers for the rural, so we have kind of a split department. We do both.
Interesting stuff as well. Joe Worth, you've got a friend along with you that will be there on Sunday the 22nd. K-9 Dexter will be in the house.
Yeah. We were up there last year, and everything went well. He was getting tired by the end of it. I don't even know how many kids we had photos with, and that's another thing. You know, Dex and I will be up here again this year. We'll have a photo booth. That was supposed to be in plan or in the works last year, but we had some technical difficulties with that. So this year, I think we're going to be up and running. We'll be able to take photos with the canine, and then have those printed out on site, so kids can have that. That's just another example of, I mean, really, a kid doesn't ever get to experience being around a canine. You know what I mean? And that was something important when I started this canine program. Dexter, you know, he's certified in explosive detection, tracking people. We have had successful tracks where we've caught suspects that, you know, we may not have ever caught with Dexter. And as well as apprehending suspects that's been barricaded or firearms recovery. So we've had a lot of success with him. But one of the things, I will say he's handler protective. So he is trained to bite. He will bite. But the big thing I wanted is a well-socialized dog. So he will interact with kids. I've had him at the middle school. We've had, you know, we went through the classes, probably 100 kids in that day was petting on him, and he's completely okay with that. And that's what we want. We want a dog that's socialized, that can be around people. We don't have to worry that's going to accidentally bite somebody. I mean, all dogs will bite. I'll throw that out there. I'm not saying he won't bite somebody, but I wanted him socialized. That way, that provides the opportunity for kids to pet a police dog. You know, that's just, they love it.
Right.
And I think that's just as important as the bad guy side of that. So it's a unique opportunity, I think, for the kids to come up. And a lot of them are hesitant. And we talk through that and kind of help them get over their fear. Some never do. But we work on that. And then they can get a photo and keep that. With that memory. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And Police Chief Jake Miller, you actually had a collaboration effort with Canine Dexter, I think a week or so ago, and the ability to work together with the county sheriff's office had to be something that you're proud of.
Very proud. It's something that I am very thankful for. The police department and the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, I think, has worked together fantastically throughout this last, well, since I've been here at least. I don't know what happened in the past, but we have collaborated on so many different calls, whether it's us going out into the county to help them on something that is slightly dangerous or vice versa, they come in to help us. So we try to back each other up as best we can in those situations that calls for that. And there's nothing better than having a couple officers on scene versus just one. So
absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense. This is my edition of Just Start Talking. I've got Police Chief of Albia, Jake Miller. I've got Joe Worth of the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. I got John Freshwater here from the Albia Volunteer Fire Department. And, you know, we've been talking about so many things that you guys are going to have, but there's so many more things that the people, the public, can be able to take in. One of those is a fingerprinting station. Talk about that.
Well, I'm not in charge of the fingerprint station, so I'm not exactly sure what all is going on with that. It's just an opportunity for kids to see what their fingerprints look like. Some may not understand it, but when you actually see it in black and white, the ink and the ridges, it's pretty neat. And then I remember back in the 80s and early 90s, we used to do that. I think we were talking off air about, you know, future identification purposes.
Right.
Now, that's not something we retain. There's no privacy issue with that. But parents, you know, kind of like your footprint on your birth certificate.
There you go.
Know. So now you got fingerprints. God forbid you ever need those. But yeah, it's just another one of those aspects that you don't realize – you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
You know, at that age especially. Now, most of us adults have all seen fingerprints, and we've seen the crime shows. We know how that works. But it, until you actually see it in black and white, the ridges, and compare it with your buddies, and, oh, this is different. Look at this. And, yeah, it's a good idea. I don't know who was the brainchild of that, but, yeah, I think it's another one of those learning.
And it's meant to elicit some questions, like, how do we use these? What do we do with them once we have them, if we were taking them for identification purposes? I mean, there's a little bit of science behind all those things, and that's what we're there to answer questions on, is what happens with these things. Now, I know that everybody knows fingerprints, but how do they actually work? What actually happens with them? And I think that part of that is to elicit some of those questions to get that conversation rolling. Well, this is neat, but how does it actually do what it's supposed to do?
Yeah, that's a very good point. More other items that are going to be there. One of the most important things for a lot of people is the food trucks. There's going to be 4 food trucks there that are going to be providing drink and food. Talk a little bit about that.
We have a couple different food trucks that are coming. We have Big Country Concessions, Backwoods Fire Pizza, a coffee cruiser, a Poe truck, and there was one more.
Big Country Concessions.
Country Concessions. So we actually increased it a little bit from last year. I think we only had 2 food trucks and then 1 coffee shop food truck thing. And so I don't remember who they were, unfortunately, but those, we kind of expanded our repertoire a little bit on who's going to be present for food and drinks.
And, of course, the cost that is involved is taken care of by the customer there. You've also got a slime station that's going to be there. Kids can make slime and play with that a little bit at no cost, so that's kind of fun. They get a little activity there for that.
Mm-hmm.
And face painting is always something that a lot of kids go for, and of course, again, this is going to be a free opportunity for kids to take care of that. And then some of the most important items are the bouncy houses or the inflatables. Talk about that. I'm sure you have a number of how many are going to be here for that.
It sounds like at the moment we may have secured 3 inflatable bouncy houses. One is for younger kids from, I think, 0 to 5 or something like that. The next one is in between, so middle schoolers essentially. And then the one after that is actually an adult obstacle course to see if they have what it takes to get through it. So those are the 3 that I think we're securing at the moment. So
are you going to do a police versus fire?
Absolutely.
Sheriff's office will judge. We're going to stay out of that.
That is an incredible challenge right there. Very good. Very good, and that would be awesome to watch for sure. And then there's a dunk tank going to be there. Who's going to be sitting in the dunk tank?
Well, that's a good question. It sounds like it's going to be me, whether I want to or not. So,
I actually believe Zach Norris was talking about doing that.
Oh, was he?
Yes. So you may have somebody else to take some of the...
I won't be soaked all day. That's good.
I would totally help, but I'm going to have the dog, and I'm not going to be available.
Yeah, you can't get involved in all that. Yeah.
Now, again, these are free items for the folks to participate, but you will have free will buckets out and about. Talk about that.
So one of the things that we want to do is make this sustainable and keep this going for as long as we possibly can. The Albia Police Department has a community policing fund that... we're using some of that money to put back into the community for events like this. And the other option is donations from either private businesses or private people to try to keep this thing going. It does cost money to bring all this stuff in, but Deputy Worth said, it is definitely worth putting this effort back into the community to let them know what they're getting in return for what they've given us. So that's the buckets will be out. They're all... free will donations, if there'll be certain signs on them for different things. One of those could be for the CSO, the community service officer here for Albia. She would like to start a capture and neuter of cats, where we're trying to bring down the cat population. Unfortunately, we don't really have a place to take them, so we have to figure out something outside the box to try to get this cat population down. And then the other one is for the actual Public Safety Day event to try to keep that rolling as best we can.
Sounds like a great plan for sure.
Yeah. And all that money goes right back into the,
yep.
the program.
It's its own separate account. It goes right back yep. into the Public Safety Day event fund, yep. and we'll keep it as stocked as we can so we can keep doing this and make it bigger every year. Yep. And one other thing, I'd like to thank some of the sponsors that have already donated to our event, which is Iowa Aluminum, Kess Manufacturing, Highway Restaurant, United Country Realty, and Quality Ag have all donated to this event in particular, and we're always looking for more so we can keep it going.
In addition to that, Joe, what else?
Yeah, we're going to have other agencies, not just local, but we will have Iowa State Patrol, the Iowa DNR conservation officers will be there. The CJ3 Foundation is considering coming in. I know they came up last year. They do a lot for our veterans. They're a great local program. Our emergency management, which is the Department of Homeland Security, we'll be here, kind of, and then the Bikers Against Child Abuse, which is a great volunteer-based program for children that's been abused, you know, in one form or another. Sounds like they will be doing an airbrush tattoos, and then the best for last, KIIC, for helping us out, get the word out, and providing entertainment and. Yeah, so they'll all be with us on that day and in conjunction with the local services.
Good stuff as always. Well, that's been my edition of Just Start Talking here at KIIC. You can go to our website at www.kiicradio.com. Select that audio vault that's at the top banner there. And then on the right side, you can see this podcast and listen to it all over again. John Freshwater, thank you for your time today.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Joe Wirth as well, Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
Thank you. Thanks for having me and giving an opportunity to explain.
Absolutely. And Police Chief Jake Miller, again, thank you for coming up with this and putting this on. Appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. And
your knees start knocking and you can't help stomping your feet. Before you even know it, you'll be singing along. Makes me want to stay here all night long. I love the slide of the steel guitar. I love the moan of the no blues heart.
One station that is bringing back the country hits you know the words to. Thunder Country, KIIC.
sparkle and oh how you shine. The flush on your cheeks is more